interview with Monica Fleischmann and Wolfgang Strauss. Today is 25 of April. So, what's the first question is, what's your background and what have you been working on lately?
Yeah, my background is first visual arts and fashion design and drama, theater, drama and play, and in different time frames.
Yeah.
The first education was in fashion design, and then later I started visual arts and theater and play, and we were. The latest work was our archive works, knowledge spaces, or this is a main topic, knowledge spaces to enter, which is one to be seen in the ZKM exhibition now, the Netzspannung.org as an archive. And before there was, or this was coming from a work which we showed in Munich 2004, and which is called Energy Passages. But the thread is going through how to work with data and how to store and how to make a space out of it, a space where you can walk through. And maybe what one should add, then it is much clearer why you do that.
My background is architecture, design and visual communication, which I studied at the art school in Berlin in a time where no electronic media were on the way. And after the diploma, there was a period of teaching architecture design processes, so how to make architecture, how to make a good design, how to develop an idea. So this was a sort of how to develop concepts, not so much how to develop particular technologies. So basically idea development process of this. And this changed then when computers came. It was influenced with the question how to learn this new tool for myself but also for the student, and then later when having learned or being introduced to the tool, the question was how to understand the computer as a medium. This was developed in the work process during the 90s, so it always was the question tool, medium. Tool in order to be able to work with the electronic and digital methods and principles, and medium in order to find out the specificity of the speciality and of this new digital media as media itself. So the conclusion then at best is it is the media in the individual artwork, like in a deep passage, or like this performing the archive, or which is a space to enter, not the idea from the 80s like enter, we would like to enter the computer, reversed idea, how to bring the digital, which is immaterial, how to bring it in the everyday space of ordinary human people, so how to bring it out of the computer, into the space, into the spatial environment of our surrounding. Maybe in a indoor room, or maybe in the urban space, in form of public art. It's important to start from the point of art, because then you are free to develop, and also important is that this development is done in interdisciplinary teams, because if one thinks he could solve these problems and concepts by learning programming, you get lost, because electronic media are so broad spectrum, need so much knowledge, starting from networks, graphics, visualization, etc., etc. So you get crazy if you want if you think you can do this alone. No one person can do those media art productions alone. It needs to develop a structure like in film, in cinema it was developed, or like in architecture, or like in theater production, which always is based on teamwork, and in this case interdisciplinary teamwork.
Yeah, and to do this, we started in 1987 our first lab situation to found a production situation, a situation where you can experiment not only for your own, but in such teams. And we started to build up teams with computer scientists and with designers and artists and video people together. And we did our first research projects, and we got these projects in 88, for example, which gave us a lot of freedom and money to do this, to establish something, and this was Art+Com at that time. And then for the next 5 years we were working and experimenting, and then we had done such works like Cyber City, Berlin Cyber City, and Home of the Brain. And after these first 5 years, we were asked to come to a research center, to the German National Research Center. And there we had, again, other influences and other cooperation partners, because we were at the same time at this German National Research Center and also at the Media Art School in Cologne, so as fellows and researchers.
Could I make an extra question here? Because about the knowledge spaces, could you define or say a little more about it? How you understand the knowledge space? What's the main aspects of this? Mm.
Okay. Knowledge space, the notion of knowledge, of course, you have, one must define, which is not an easy task. So, first of all, let us reduce this terminus to information. If you say information spaces, then for example you might think on the archive, or the digital archive, or the database. These are sort of information spaces. And this is already the notion of space. In addition to the information, is quite common. For example, computer science people, mathematicians, they are familiar to speak with in these terms, information space. They mean a sort of abstract space. It's not the physical space. And so the notion of knowledge space could mean different things. Knowledge space, first of all, is maybe the space in your head, which also is a memory space. So it's a sort of poetic description of what is going on in the brain without looking in the scientific sites where when they photograph and scan the brain while you are think and speak. So this is not interesting for us. This might be in pictures, images, interesting for some people, and for the scientific people maybe they get some new ideas how thinking goes on. But in the process of say in creative processes, it's more to use this notion of knowledge space or space of thinking. When you say, for example, thinking is like a house, which is a statement from Marvin Minsky, US artificial intelligence researcher at MIT. Thinking is like a house. You could connected to this old antique Greek notion of memo techniques, memory space, when they had to build up, for example, when they had an oral culture of speech and going out to the public and discussing publicly, and they had a style or rules how to organize your speech in an interesting way so that you can memorize what you want to say, to memorize the concept. And so this is a whole old tradition of how to make immaterial, say, ideas, thoughts, graspable to your memory. In order, so one thing is inside the head, it's internal, and to communicate you need to externalize it. So you need to build up like symbols and words in order to memorize, for example, a complicated line of ideas with one word for yourself, like an icon, like a language icon. Nowadays we have this with image icons, for example. So the other thing, knowledge space could mean the social, on a social level, the knowledge of people who live together in a city or a certain environment, do they share the same knowledge? Of course, they need to share something, the same knowledge, in order to communicate together. Another notion of knowledge space came up in these e-learning concepts, where they try to, or also in knowledge management in big companies, when they found out the knowledge is inside the head, the individual worker in a company, for example, and usually it is implicit knowledge. This is the most interesting thing. On the opposite is explicit knowledge, which is all the rules, for example, in school, in company, in society. But how to pull out the implicit knowledge of individual people. So at this point in the social sciences, this notion of knowledge space of knowledge, it's a sort of terminus, came up. In our artistic work, the knowledge space is based on the idea, first, now we put all our knowledge in digital ways. Now it gets lost on a hard disk, which we cannot read. It's a part of machine. So we externalize things in the head on a mechanical device. How can we bring back these ideas, for example, back in space? Like you have a picture on the wall which reminds you on a certain thing. This is the idea of knowledge space in an architectural way. How to, other people say, mixed reality. How to mix the digital space and the physical space in one continuum surrounding, and where you have access, for example, to your data. So phantasma or utopian ideas then went to virtual reality. This is reverse, because the human is set, brought by technical devices in a area of virtual environment, losing the physical environment. So this was in the beginning of the 90s. Yeah, when they have technical devices and want to explore the new world of the computer, like also in the movie The Matrix was shown. In the meantime, it goes back. People want to stay in the physical world, and they want to communicate. They want to have face-to-face communication, or they need face-to-face situations. So the idea came up: how can we overlay the physical space with all the digital spaces in the meantime we have built up. Yeah.
And maybe to say this again a bit shorter, this, when we started this Home of the Brain, it was about the idea of memory space, to understand the structure of a virtual environment and to give it to people and to work with this notion of memory space. And this came through our work, by understanding first was the question, how does the computer work, what is the medium, what is a virtual environment, how do we use it with other people, how do we communicate in this space, to energy passages, which is now a space in public space, where people enter and have another form of information or knowledge space around. This is not, in the end, it is not the poetic description of the work, but it is a notion, knowledge space is a notion for us to develop our theory of works more on, and more on the, what Wolfgang said, on the topic of problems which are discussed in time. And that was what he said. We work very interdisciplinary, and we are involved in discussions in the art, in the computer science field, and also in the sociology field. And there are these different processes going on about what is knowledge, coming from information space, like Stephen Wilson wrote a book about information arts. I don't know if you know that. This is one of the standards, also beside Oliver Grau and virtual art. It is Stephen Wilson about information arts. This is also, you know, through the years, what you see, how media art or interactive media art is not transforming, but seen from different perspectives. No? Oliver Grau sees it from this virtual art side. Peter Matusek, also very interesting for you and for our work as well, is on the memory space side. He's very much looking on how do people like we or John Davis or Agnes Hegedűs, how do we work with the notion of memory space in these earlier works? And how does it come now to the knowledge space? So there is this Peter Matusek in Germany, a professor for literature and theater, is very interesting. And I think he has some English scripts also for you, and I could send that to you.
Yeah. And okay, I have one very, we coined one sentence, statement for the knowledge space, which is, imagine a space furnished with data. This was the one.
He's so happy about it. Everybody must be impressed now. All is clear.
No, you have to imagine. You have to ask how can one furnish a space with data?
Yeah.
Usually you furnish the space with furniture, chairs, tables, whatever. So what would be to furnish the space with data? In fact, if you then look from a technical point, for example, it means again this. The relation from digital artifacts to physical objects, say, for example, you have this desk here, like on your computer desk where your private letters are on the left side, your office communication is on the right side, whatever, like this old desktop metaphor, which also was already a spatial metaphor, like this worked. Imagine you can combine physical objects, for example, with digital objects. For example, there's a small bottle. If you open the bottle, then birds are singing. So this was an example.
You know this example? It's not bird singing, it's traffic.
Yeah, traffic noise. It was an example under the notion of augmented reality. So augmented reality from MIT, and the methodology behind is don't see the computer as one machine, start to divide this digital machine there. This is only a bottle. This does only one function. It visualizes, or in this case, auralizes, so you can hear the traffic noise, for example. Yeah, you open the bottle. You're sitting in your office. You open the bottle and you hear the traffic noise. And this makes clear: leave the office better 2 hours later, because now is traffic jam. For those practical examples, they develop those applications. Yeah? But this is just a bottle and not the computer.
Okay.
Behind the bottle, there's a camera which needs to track, or there's an RFID chip in this bottle somehow that this object checks that it is touched and that it has to deliver some information. So you can discuss, is it more clear there's a laptop on the table, or is it more clear there's a very hidden machine which front end is just this wonderful nice bottle which makes sound. Yeah? You just see the bottle, okay? You like it. You don't like your laptop maybe so much, not in a sense of a cultural object, or object of desire maybe. So, and the bottle, but with a hidden computing machinery, which is just everything is calculated and connected by internet. Everything is immaterial, invisible, abstract. So these two images you have to compare. Again, how to furnish the space with data. This is meant by this example exemplified with this bottle. The bottle, the small bottle, could be a sort of digital device. So it's just an idea to find out what the hell is data furniture, what is mixed reality, what is this mixing on overlay, superimposition of real and physical space and digital artifacts.
And this data furniture is what we especially experimented or developed in this word numbering fields. Maybe you should have a look at this and with the sketches, then you might understand more what Wolfgang is explaining.
May I go to the next one? Which relations do you see between your work and other fields of knowledge? Maybe you have already started answering this, but when you say about interdisciplinary works, so it happens, it's like that, but how you manage this relationship?
I didn't get the question yet. I can't remember. What's the question?
Again, the question.
Which relations do you see between your work and other fields of knowledge? Like you...
Other fields of other works? Or other fields of knowledge? Ah, yeah, this is a
when you say
sorry, Monica said I had already explained it. What do you mean by this? Can you repeat?
It is about the notion of knowledge, what Wolfgang explained before.
No,
that's not what you mean.
I mean that if we consider this kind of work, artwork based on computer, and you say that it's not possible to do it alone, we have a team. Mm-hmm. To do that, and you are since 1987 developing how to manage this situation of creating in a collaborative way. Mm. So how you see this relationship between people that works with you and they are from other fields?
Mm.
You get it?
Maybe. The basic underlying question is to build bridges between language of the analog and language of the binary. So for in our case, because we always need people with the ability to speak programming languages, higher programming languages. And then there are people, they don't speak higher program languages, but they use, for example, software like Processing or Macromedia Director, which is basically sort of sketching and visualization software for making sketches. So the two oppositions, one is the idea. Usually the idea is analog. There's maybe another field to have a computer which is able to generate ideas. It's always, but the final, at the beginning it was programmed by a human, and the human had the idea, I want to have a machine which makes ideas. So the idea, anyway, it's born in the brain and it's analog. And where it comes from, maybe this is dreams, maybe this is thinking, speaking, discussion, it's always analog. Yeah. So I want to build this and this. I want to make this and this process. And then you need certain technologies and medias in order to realize and to transfer the idea, for example, in an artwork or in the architecture in a building or in theater, in a piece of theater. And this both positions from the analog language and the binary language, it's 0101, programming languages, etc. These both positions need to be able to understand each other. So this is the basic, the principal question which has to be solved in a team or when you start to realize any project. So now you can say, okay, this is too complicated, I just want to work alone and I just want to do the things I am able to do. Processing, one person can learn. Writing, ABC, letters, literature, one person can learn. So, but as you can see, with the media more often, you are directing to certain senses. For example, multimedia needs or is directed to the audio and the visual senses. So only these both senses together are so difficult to handle. At this time, it starts when you need to involve more than one discipline, more than one ability of human, whether abilities, Fähigkeiten, abilities, as I said, to be a good writer, to make poets, to be a good painter. So, but a painter usually never is a musician, for example. It started to get horrible when this, that's the opposite of this idea of interdisciplinary or transdisciplinary work, when suddenly people think they can do everything, which is the dangerous situation with the media. We have so many tools, you can easily make movies, make sound, and you can make anything. You have it all on your desktop. You are an independent producer with the media, which doesn't say anything about the qualities of your ability to build, to set up your visual language, the rules for audio language. So along with this example, the auditive and the visual senses to be addressed, it's like orchestrating the media. So orchestrating means already, think of a director who directs the big large orchestra. He needs to speak several languages of instrument in order to find out, are this good together? Okay, so we tried this, for example, in the Energy Passages project, which is visual, but also has this, an audio level. You can hear, for example, you can get the project by closing your eyes, then you hear this. You also can close the eyes and just watch the project. And this is done, to make it short, by a direct combination. On the one hand, there is text, which is projected as an image, but it's a non-iconographic image. It's just text to read. It has a movement, so it has a filmic, time-based component. And then the text is spoken by computer voices, by artificial voices, with a text-to-speech software. So you see, seeing and hearing is in the same moment. And this is not anymore multimedia, because the big difficulty with multimedia is mixing of like the video culture, like the with MIT culture, where it works because it's very fast music, very fast images, and then composed by a video editing. So it's sort of footage for the ears and eyes. It's so fast that it gets together. Usually when you hear sound and image, people working together, then it makes you crazy, because each behaves on its position of the image and of the sound. So it's very seldom to bring this together, what I call orchestrating the senses. So this is to this question of how to relate this own position and ability to the to other disciplines, for example.
Yeah, and I only want to add to all this what he said was that we were always working on one sense, or on one and another sense, so on hearing or feeling or balancing or touching. This was always another topic of our work. And at least then we had to bring together, which is very complicated, hearing and seeing, or hearing and listening, or hearing and touching, or seeing and touching. And this is important to follow in controversy to this multimedia, saying multimedia, anything goes. For us, it is important that it has limitations, that you have limitations to concentrate on special topics. Because art without limitations has no future. There is no art. If there is all possible, then it will be advertisement. You know, it's another focus or another direction. It's not about getting people together, it's not about I want to do as much as possible, and therefore I look for different disciplines and people, but I want to focus, and then therefore, because I'm not a specialist in music or hearing, for example, therefore I then want to have somebody I want to work with, you know.
Yeah. I got it.
And maybe we should at this point show just the Energy Passages web installation, that she remember what we need.
No, we can
weil wenn sie gar nicht sieht, dass
keep,
du, dann
yes,
kann man das
no,
nicht
we
erinnern.
We should keep this, the Now liquid views is one important thing because it's
this has to do with touch and visual.
And the energy passages is about this orchestration of the hearing and or listening and seeing. Yeah. But we should go on with the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Energy, what's the link?
Ich würde das mal schnell zeigen, es geht ganz schnell.
So, next question is, who and what are your main references? I mean, aesthetics, philosophic, and any other you want to say? And what are the main concepts around your work? Maybe the second part you have already answered. I think you can answer only the references.
Maybe I can start what I just got in mind. It's not that we start with a reference, usually not. But what I see is that we start, that we have always things on the way which fit in, and this could be and things on the way means Fundstücke, something you find, yeah? And you find it because you are thinking about a topic, and then of course you see things because it fits in your area of research, and because of this you could find a statement from Hannah Arendt, for example. This is what we had when we did Cyber City and this table. We had found from Hannah Arendt, which is a political writer, or a statement which says something, how important the table is for communication. And we did this as a table installation, this Cyber City, where people were communicating around this desk. And so this means that we have this is only one example. Another is a Fundstück, or a finding on the way, could also be a dialogue between people. And what we like to do now, you know, we do now our own dissertation because we want to follow our works and start to think what happened. And for example, when we started Home of the Brain, it was because of a theater was going on in a theater play in Berlin, which was not a traditional theater play, but it was a house with different rooms. And you had to go, as the audience had to go through this house, and this was the theater, or the play. Then in every room was something to see, something, either somebody was reading something, or you had only a room which was made interesting. And so there was like five or six rooms in a very beautiful building, old building, and this was the whole play. And then you had a text from the regisseur, from the director. And later, this was one of the inspiration for us, for Homes of Rain, where you have different houses from different philosophers with their different ideas and concepts. And the idea was to sit really one of the philosophers in a real house, not in a virtual house, in a real house, where they present their ideas in different forms, not like reading a text, but sitting there in a dialogue, or sitting at the bar. So this was our idea, and this didn't work out, and then we did the whole virtually. And then I just want to say this is, and of course we read a lot, then about the memory or memo technique, this was something what we learned then when we were thinking about what is virtual, what does that mean. Then we were looking for who was writing about in the past, and what did it mean at that time, and what it is today. Because the most important thing is that we don't forget that everything was there in the past, but with other tools or with other machineries or with, and now we have such a radical change with this information and communication technology that we want to learn from the past to see what is the difference. Because only when you understand the difference, then you can go on and make something out of it.
Okay.
So this find out differences is very important.
Again, question
und
references.
Da hast du vorhin was gesagt, die Ästhetik der Interactivity.
Aesthetic of interactivity. We try to not to make an artwork like paintings which are on the wall, because we are not painters. The funny thing is that paintings on the wall are interactive, of course, because in the process of the reception, when you're reading this image, and in this process of thinking how to make artwork with computers, what could it be? Based on the idea, I want to learn this medium, it's interesting for me, I want to explore it. That was the basic idea. Like, for example, a painter tries out as a basic idea, I want to work with these pigments and see how this volumes of color, etc., can make, whether they make figures or the painter is catching the reality and transfer it to a sort of statement. So how can we make statements with a machine which is, it gives the ability to structure information, and then this information is the viewer can play with this information. So you need to do the first thing is you need to arrange a structure which later can be interactive order and sense for somebody who looks at this what you have put together as your statement. So, the interactivity is based on participation of the viewer, of the onlooker. So this participation is also the interesting moment, which is interesting for us, what kind of statements is developed in this process of looking by the viewers. In a painting, for example, in a museum, nobody would record the statements or the thoughts. Usually it's thoughts when somebody is looking at an image, it's impossible to record this. For example, in order to find out how would people understand a certain image, maybe the Mona Lisa, and which is even strongly discussed in the art historians' discussion, because it's so difficult to discover what is the secret of this painting. So you give a sort of, with an interactive structure, you give a sort of secret and hidden environment. Maybe usually it is made out, it is expressed as imagery, not a single image. It is expressed also maybe with sound, and it is expressed in a structure which is reversible. So it's like you offer a sort of vehicle where the viewer and the onlooker can travel inside. You offer a story which is which is non-linear. And this is the part of this aesthetics of interactivity, to involve the person and to offer a sort of structure, landscape, maybe one can walk in and enjoy. So it's like walking in the image, something maybe like, or walking in the landscape and environment of ideas, because usually the artist, and whether it is a team or not, it doesn't play a role so much in this case. What the artist is delivering with the interactive structure, or any artist is still delivering, is a statement. Yeah? The statement. Statement, maybe in our case you can say a statement system, because it's technical. Aussagesystem is a German notion for the statement. Aussagesystem is much better. Aussage means statement. Yeah? But Aussagesystem means also it's a more complex world of ideas. It's not just one image. You can look at a beautiful woman or a beautiful person or whatever, beautiful dog, beautiful landscape. It's a system of ideas which is behind. Okay, so this process of interactivity is interesting in two ways. First question is, how to organize information so that it somebody could explore it as a non-linear statement system, yeah, like browsing a book or so, as a non-linear story, say. And the process of work, how do we make this? What is a good interactive structure? Like, so it's on the making side, and on the reception side, what kind of communication evolves in when somebody plays with this interactive structure which is offered? So it's, when I said it is not to measure what somebody thinks when he looks on the Mona Lisa, exceptionally he or she writes about this thinking. In this case, it's also the interactivity offers to record this thinking, so it includes the viewer or the onlooker into the process of the artistic statement. It's like it opens up a stage and catches the people. Please come on stage, people, be a part of this story in a way. So, and usually you have to see and explore these ideas in certain interactive works. Otherwise, maybe this what I told you is imaginary enough that one body could imagine this idea. But usually, you have to explore it in a certain artwork which is interactive.
And I would like to give an example, which is with liquid hues, because it's so clear, so easy to understand. This process of interactivity, you know, the sociology people talk about interactivity, which happens when you see somebody or an artwork on the wall. This is an interactive process of perception, what happens. And what we want to have this process of interactivity in these interactive artworks in a way that a storytelling is starting, you know, and this is in this hidden structure. And this is the most difficile and special process you have to develop to make an interesting, good artwork, where you can come a year later and it's still interesting because it still involves people. And we have a video from Liquid Views where the people see themselves in a water mirror, or a kind of water mirror, and they look up and they are seen by themselves, or they watch themselves. You know, they have at the same time an intimate and at the same time a distant position.
Two screens.
So it's like they have two perspectives to themselves. And this is what we learned that is very interesting for the people, because they really bring themselves, their own culture. It's always different what happens. It's always different with each person. In every country, it is different how this is, how the reception is. And for example, we have a video where a girl is looking in, and this girl wanted to make a video from this artwork. And then we said, please test it and we film you. This will be much more interesting for us. She wanted to film us. But we said, we are experienced. This is not new for us and not for you. We want to film you. And then she came, and then another guy came. He was a musician, and he played with his, maybe you know the video, he played with his symbol on the t-shirt. It's a sign from the Rolling Stones, and he is showing this, and he has really has fun making this water, looking up, and he is totally different involved, like the girl. And then at the end, all three, the third one is the one who does normally the camera, and he came also around closer. This well closer, and they were all three looking in it. And it was like a story telling us how they use it. You know,
yeah.
And this was the most beautiful gift we could have from them. You know, to see how they now tell the story of the work with their behavior. You know, because there is an interactivity happened, this an interactive process happened. Yeah, and this is what I like most. And this is a good example because we have this video where, you know, usually you don't have interactive works. To make videos from interactive works is really difficult, because you cannot have the experience, you know, it's different than a normal video looking, no? So you need the experience, but in that case, the experience is very good to be seen, because they tell again a story. It's like a theater play. And this is what my most interest is, to see the people. And very often we see people interacting with works and we say, what a pity that we don't have the camera now, you know? And really we should make, with actors, a video from it, because sometimes this is really the real translation. If you don't have the word, you need a very special video from this to make this scene, what happens. And with energy passages, und hol das jetzt mal aufs Bild, damit sie das sieht, with energy passages, there was another thing, because it was very much on sound. During the day you heard only sound. In the evening there came the image. And people came there every day again. It was 4 weeks in Munich in front of the Literature House. And they came with their friends and showed what happened and said, listen. And an old woman, 80 years, she came there and was looking at words which were coming like words like from Goethe, Faust. You know? And she was reading, you have Faust here. And you know, it was so, they saw words and they got their own associations. So they had time for their own thinking.
Yeah.
Because the word Faust was something difficult meant, because the words came from the newspaper of the day, and Faust was meant, then the sentence in the newspaper was a politician did his Faust on his fist on the table. You know, Faust means fist, no? Yeah. And she didn't want it to have any explanation. She just went in this movement of words, you know, and it was like she was in another world. But it was in a real space. It was, you know, kannst du das gerade mal schnell laufen lassen, just to show the,
mach mal gerade das Video. Yeah, this is Schulz, and good, I will take it good quality. But maybe I already noticed the URLs and websites we will give you then, in order that it reminds you on this.
Yeah, aber lass mich das gerade das Video nochmal kurz aufmachen, weil man das so schön sieht, ne?
Look for them,
and
look
you know, for of course.
No, the funny thing is with this.
Soll ich das mal machen?
Du weißt doch nicht. The funny thing is. Wait. After research, after doing research projects on. After doing research projects, starting from virtual reality with mixed reality, this was a very simple example where it was this sound and image projected in the urban space. People walked in that space, and they had the ability to interact with the space with very simple interfaces. So we left away all the complicated technology like optical tracking, cameras watching you, and so in order to give the position of the person. All this went away. So it was like more honest, very easy to navigate theater stage.
But, maybe this is an important notion that because I had to do with theater or with play and theater, and I find out that all this interactive and participative, if you want people involved, that they get involved to understand something or to find something in their own thinking, which I think is most important. That not that we say this is our statement and please take it, you know, but this dialogue is very interesting and important. And if you want to, maybe this is a good notion for our work, that we try to make a kind of theater stage, you know, to see the virtual environment, wherever it is, as a virtual stage, even if it doesn't look like a normal stage. And this was a stage on the street. Yeah. For example, some people only wanted to go through because it was, you know, it was on this part of the street you were involved in this sound environment. There were like souls of a, you know, of a river. It was seen like a river of words. And they were involved like in this whispering ghost, yeah? And then you hear sometimes words louder. This is when somebody chooses one of the words, like girl or house or whatever. And then you could see what it meant, what you see then on a kiosk image. You know, here people came the next day and explained their children and explained their friends. And we're trying to, you could say words in a microphone or you could choose it from a touch screen. And then here you got the sentences where the word came from. So that they made their own newspaper. But this was not so important, it was only to see, this was the original meaning. But they were much more involved in a poetic process of own thinking. And here it was again like in Liquid Fuse, it was really difficult that you understand what happened there. You know, when we, after 4 weeks, when we took it away, the people from the restaurant and from the literature house and from the surrounding, they said, oh my God, why do you take it away? It was such a fascinating, like another world, you know, like coming out of the house, going through Alice's Wonderland world or something like this, yeah, and then go in the real world again. And it was nice for them that they passed something which was so special.
Yeah.
And different, and was for their senses another. Yeah, they were attracted to start thinking about normal things like what do we read every day in the newspaper? Do they say us something, really? And do we have time to have our own thinking? You know, and yeah. This is what it allows. Yeah. Okay, so I thought it's important that you see what we mean sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's important too. But and now, do you think may I go to the?
Yeah.
Maybe you have. It's. I think every.
Has again something
every,
like
what every was answer said. You give can answer a part of all the
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the next question is: how is your work process from the creative process to the execution of the work? So maybe
to the exhibition.
Yeah,
execution.
But maybe it goes to exhibition issues would be interesting too. And this you can give some more practical examples. I mean, who programming for you? Who to describe the.
It is usually that we have ideas. We make sketches, we make hand drawings, a lot of hand drawings or little models, and we make sketches with the computer, and we have involved usually very from the beginning somebody who is programming with us. And only if it's not good, then we try to find somebody, but it was always somebody from the beginning, no? Yeah, right. It's always somebody from the beginning who is more or less involved. Of course, it is much better if it's a nearly author-like person, so that he has the same rights as we. For example, in Liquid Views, we said Christian Bohn is also one of the authors because he was very much in evolving it. The work with us from the programming side, but he was not an author in the end, we saw, because he had not the... Anyway, this was a very special making of it. Home of the Brain was very special because in the Artcom environment we had time for it. We had it's also depending on time. What you can do, you know. If you have a research project where this is one part, you can develop this art piece, whatever, as one part, then you're really lucky. Yeah. When you have developed it during nighttime and during the daytime you do the research you are paid for, then it's difficult. Yeah. But usually then we look for usually also because we have some teams, we develop a project because the people are there. No? It is then based the idea or the for example in Munich there was a competition and we were sending an idea and an abstract that we want to do this work. There was not a produced work invited, but they were inviting people to produce a work for a special place in Munich on the site, in public space. And then we sent...
this is a good example, because the first idea was which we sent into this commission was a sentence like, we want to measure the energy of the city. That was a main sentence, maybe three or four other sentences how they could understand also, but we want to measure the energy of the city. Finito. Basta. Then later when we heard, oh, you are accepted, you are commissioned to produce this work, we looked at the text and then, yeah, good, what is this idea, what does it mean? How to measure the energy of the city. And then a process of 3 months thinking, speaking, developing the idea, what could it be to measure the energy of a city, and what is the energy of the city? Is it how many gas and power, electricity and water they need? No, it's not interesting for us. Yeah? Is it the, and then we said it's the mental energy of the people in the city. How do you measure the mental energy? What is mental energy? It's not in scientific terms, it's not existing notion. Yeah? And then suddenly it evolved. We have the newspaper. The newspaper is the media language. The media language is forms up the daily understanding of the people. Usually they don't listen. It's like noise, all this news the day over, because they're not so important, really. But they're structuring, they're telling something about the outer world, about the reality, something. And then we develop this idea to filter, to analyze the newspaper as one form of media, and to make a sort of keyboard producer. So, and then comes the technical part. How can we develop this? Because it's very difficult. There's computer words, language which has the words with its certain meaning. Computer don't understand meaning because they're a stupid machine. So how to make meaningful words out of this 50,000 words each daily newspaper in this case had. So then this technical thinking, what kind of tools can we use? Yeah? Because there are always tools. You never can develop things from scratch alone by yourself. Then you would work 10 or 20 years. So it is the looking for the tools and to get familiar with the tools. And then it goes more precise and precise. The basic idea was we need to filter and to analyze the catchword of this text. How can we do this with these specific things of software which are available for us? And then it's a more research on what can we do with this tool. It's not enough. And then we have to combine this tool with the other tool of the, for example, of the voice recognition, because we wanted to be able to speak with this system. And then we want to combine this, we had to combine these tools with the text to speech, etc., etc. So it gets more and more in smaller pieces, and at any time you have to check it from the point of aesthetics. Does it sound good? Are these artificial voices good? How to train them?
Does they involve you? They really speak to you?
And is the image good? So then it's like constantly, and then all the visuals was made with the Macromedia Director, which is used as a sketching tool. Movement of these words, for example, movement of the flow.
How is the movement? Very important.
It was
how slow, how different, how big are the words and all that. What kind of colors are involved? Is white on the street level a good color to see? Is green as a choosing color? Or we had a lot of this is a lot of sketching process and experimenting process. This is really work which has to be done. Yeah.
Right, and then it always needs the eye to see and to discuss this is good, this green or not. And the sketch medium in Macromedia and the knowledge about movement, etc. But then this is still not the person who is doing the final programming, which is done in C++. It's a very complicated graphics programming language, which
then brings all together.
You need really, it's fast. You never could do with use these sketching tools for making the installation in the final version. So it It's like parallel processes. The C++ person always is involved in this, how should it look like, how is the movement, etc., how is the color, and develops a system of how to, because in the end it's important to have a sort of system of parameters which you easily can change. When we set up the installation on site, in the night, during the night, we had to change some things because
but we don't have much time then, and yeah. Then everything has to be very easy to do and to change. No?
This, for example, this project, like views, liquid views, how much time you did it for?
Maybe always about the idea to the first exhibition.
Liquid use maybe was done in, I think, the basic first thing in maybe three to six months, more or less.
But not that it was finished then. It was always going on.
But
it was for the first exhibition at, which was maybe in secret?
Yeah. And
it was more than 3 months. It's not true.
Three to six months.
It's always about 6 months.
The minimum.
It's always about 6 months which you need. If you don't have it, it's really critical.
And the Munich project.
Because it has the process needs time. Yeah. Because there are so many things involved, you have to bring it together. And, you know, so many different things like sound, image, movement, senses, interaction, interactive process, and so on. And
what is important in the meantime? So when
let me make clear, it is a mixture of producing a theater play and producing a film and producing a house. It's a mixture of all of this. It has some of all of these three needs. No? You always have to bring it together, and a very important thing is that you don't forget that you want to be what you find in the beginning. We were talking about the mental energy of the city and of the people and of the thinking of the people, or let people get their own involvement in. And when you do these technical developments, then sometimes, you know, the people who are working on the sound or on the image, then they are, this is very, very, and they get more and more involved in this part. And then it's important that at one point it has to come together, that you go back to the original. Now, yeah. Is it the part that really people are involved? Yeah. And this is always very difficult, but also fascinating.
Yeah.
Wollte gerade noch was sagen. Mein Kicker nicht schön.
So the important thing is that in this process of development from sketching, looking at it, analyzing it, sketching again, it's like also a spiral which makes the thing more clear and clear by the time. It is important to develop this structure of the, so that you have a very good programming structure which you easily can change. Also at the same time you constantly have to make, this is a discipline often forgotten, you have to make drawings about this, more structural drawings about the system itself, how the data, how the information is processed, what is going on behind. So it's documentation of the technical system of the workflow. Workflow is an important thing at this moment because you have to define what should happen in this piece from with the technique in the background, and now it gets interesting, comes back to this question of analog and binary languages. The driving element is the algorithms. The algorithm is a sort of mathematical rule which rules all the software. Yeah? But the algorithm is a sort of orders which are expressed in natural language. And there comes programming and natural language or analog language together. For example, an algorithm to enter a room is maybe open the door, enter, close the door, simple algorithm. So it's a sort of, you can express it with sentences, with language. And this is the root of the algorithm is thinking, thoughts. And during this process of sketching how it looks like, how it sounds, etc., time-based elements and so, you more and more you are formulating this algorithmic building sentences. The program should make this and this. If this happens, then this should, etc. Then comes this if-then phase, which has to be expressed as clear as possible. And this is when, again, language comes in. And of course, it has to be transformed in a programming structure, of course, a programming language. At the final end, you are happy if you have a sort of system which allows you, like a Baukasten,
if you have
like an easy to
models which you can change. You know, you have here your elements, and you see how this element is not good. I redefine it or change it. If you have this in the end, you are really lucky, because then you can exhibit it in every different space. You can change the context or the react on the space. Yeah? That's important.
So then, usually it is not done because of time, lack of time, documentation of the work. Usually it is the fact that it is you make it for the deadline of the first exhibition or so, and then it is badly documented, usually in most of the cases, and then all the knowledge is lost. Nobody knows about so much 3-6 months later or a year later. So most of the things are lost, which are put together in this process, as I described before, process of thinking together. And so for this documentation with the energy persistence, it was the first time after the project was shown we reprogrammed it. We had the people were still there, and we had money to again program the computer graphics, C++, in OpenGL, to make it to debug it, to make out of the bugs out. Yeah? Because when
and to make it into a system which can also be changed and used for different kinds of of variations.
Yeah, and but at this point, for example, the question is in the art, oh no, this is not necessary, because an artwork is an artwork, it's not a system, it's just this and this image or application. And we said, maybe we can sell it as a tool, as an interface, as a news browser for somebody who gives us money. So that was then this idea, art makes, media art makes money. Prototypes, and then is able to sell this because it's not on the market, but it could be an interesting thing for a company.
Not the artwork, but the piece out of
the technique,
which can be, you know, which like our point screen, our interface, which is without contact. This is something companies are interested in, and we use that in a different way, and why shouldn't they use it? Because you can have this in a window or on a touch screen or wherever. It's a technical piece in the end, but it came out from an artistic idea. We wanted to make to work with something like the in the theremin without touching and moving things, you know. And this is how we came to this idea and into this process, working on non-contact or a non-touch interfaces.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is, we did then also the Digital Sparks competition, very complex because of this fact that the people, there were no teachers really in the schools, and there were no students who from, there were computer scientists on the one side and artists on the other side, or designers, and we wanted to ask them all to learn to work together and describe and reflect their work, and reflect it not only in an artistic way or in an describe your the content, but also describe the technical process. And this is, you know, in our Netzspannung, everything is, all the works are not only in the content side, but in the technical side described, and also in the context, so that the teachers have to say, in what context is this work?
Yeah.
And maybe they say the student did it in his own context, or but I saw it as this, or he did it in a seminar which was on the topic of this. This is what we found very important, that such works, interactive works, you cannot just hang on the wall like a painting and say this is art and it's good if people don't understand everything. This is what artists usually say, or curators, don't tell your secrets. Yeah, but in interactive media we say we have so much to learn. You have to say, and you have to learn for yourself, understand the system, describe this, to get your own reflection. And this is also why we have invited always two people in the Digital Sparks competition, two people, experts, who have to analyze one work. And yesterday we met one of the winners of the Digital Sparks, and he said he was so happy to get this feedback from these two reviewers.
Yeah.
And they are anonymous. They are never shown who is it, so that they can really say also critical things, of course, in a nice way. But this is important. And he said he had never such a good feedback to think again. You know, usually you say you got the prize, we like it, and that's it. And that's not what is really helpful in the end. Yeah. And we were talking about with him about these things, and he was really. So we hear that it's that our idea came through after years.
No,
that's good. Yeah, this has to do with the knowledge and also with this notion of knowledge.
Yeah. Next, what are the relations between your work and the available technology? In which ways they are part of your everyday work? Maybe you have answered already, but if you want to, I think just put something.
What do you mean, for example, about sort of
available technology?
It's something in the way that we were talking yesterday about creativity in enterprise. What is offered from the
from the
market, and what you.
Okay.
So maybe just.
Yeah. For example, we refuse to make some things with the mobile stuff, which is so fashionable, because it didn't interest us. So this, if there is an idea to work with a certain technology which is new, it's okay. And usually, very often in media art, they experiment with new technology. Therefore, it is not a fixed definition, like painting is a painting, and media art usually uses any new technology and methods and procedures, for example, nanotechnologies, sometimes used robotic things. So it is more the experimenting with technology, and which are not made, where the question, is it a media for the artist? Is it an interesting media? Maybe this, and then the answer may be yes or not. Internet was sort of interesting for these so-called net artists, and but the thing is, in the background there's the big questions. You can, or the, yeah, the statement, you cannot sell this media art. No museum is able to show it in 10 years, or the technology is not available anymore. So you go back and again to think what an the idea is the important thing. And then the next step is with which technology is maybe good enough to realize the idea. This would be one way.
I want to say our beginning and still is, what is this technology doing with us? This was our first question, why we made an own research lab. And it's not, the question was not, oh, I'm fascinating from this technology and I want to work with it. No, it was a bit the opposite. So it was more, what is it doing with us, and can we influence it, or is it influencing us only? And this was important for me, and it is still important, because we are in a situation in a campus, a huge campus in St. Augustine, of four Fraunhofer institutes. These are about 4,000 people on this campus, but Fraunhofer in Germany is like 60,000 people, I think it's 58 institutes all over Germany and internationally as well, in big countries. And they do material research and robotic and media communication and intelligent services and security, everything. Yeah. And our campus in St. Augustine, there are three institutes, whatever. And in a very nice environment in the park with the castle, beautiful. But everything is full of technology. And it is not this technology inspiring me at all. It's not my interest to work with the robotics or with that. It's really more that we have questions. And out of this is the all the development. I'm not sure, what was the question again?
The relations between your work
and the everyday. Yeah, just to say, our everyday environment is, there is a lot, and I think that our institute's directors or the different people, they hope always that we see technology and say, oh, we make these wonderful things out of it. But then there should be more artists who probably like these kind of things, but we are not there to prove the technology. We develop our own, or we are working together with people, but it is always starting from an idea or a question.
Yeah. Next. What do you have to say about media labs and spaces for exhibition of interactive art with digital basis? And I mean, since the organization of the building to the sponsorship. You can start saying about how it's your institute in Fraunhofer.
Fraunhofer, yeah.
And after connect with other spaces of research, production, and exhibition you know and would like to say about?
What should I say?
I mean,
it's always a different procedure to set up something like this everywhere, because always it has to do with money, and usually you have to find it on your own. It's not, and it was easier in the end of the 80s, because everything was very, very new, and the telecom companies all over the world were interested that stupid people like artists, that's what they said, I think, would experiment with it. For us it was really good. In Berlin at that time it was really good. When we started Art Plus Com, it was, we could really try out things, but what was missing at that time was a theoretical discussion. And we were always looking for where could we connect. And through the years it was more, and this was very good, that these different labs and the different activists and the different theorists came up, and we met all each other on conferences and exhibitions. And the conferences are as important as the exhibitions. And an exhibition without symposium or conference is for me not as good. It's, you know, it's not an art show. It's for me not the real good thing for interactive media art. And this is still not at all, of course, in the art community. The art community wants to sell art, and then they want to make big shows, and that's good, it's nice, but without a conference or a symposium which sets this in a context, these works, and speaks about it, the people are really not getting something. You know, they will not learn only from seeing this show.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, more the tendency a bit more today, that curators think when they come into the art shows, then everything is good. Then we are on the market, art market. Yeah? And I think this is a wrong way. It's not what is, it is really about thinking what is these things doing with us, and still making really good artworks, yeah, which could be from very different thinkings, but always discuss it is important. And I don't know if this should change. I think even good art exhibitions should have,
yeah, for example,
conferences or symposia. It would be really interesting, and also for the people, and not making this mysterium, the artists, you know, sometimes when we present our works and we show things, then curators say, I'm really astonished that you talk about all these things and you don't hide it, you know? And it's a thinking which is very strange for media, interactive media art, you know? But it's a thinking in the traditional art.
Yeah.
Okay, in our special case it is a connection of media art and research, because we are based on a research institution, and also we are used to work in a research way, in a research style, which for example means writing papers. There are other media artists which are not able to write any sentence. Yeah? They are not trained for this. They come from the art schools. So it's different, two different cultures. What is done, what happens in the media art education on schools, on academies, etc., and what is in the science connected area, which I think the Maas Lab in Germany is one of the few, maybe there are some more, I don't know, which try to bridge this gap, because also, as I said before, analog and digital, also the gap between analog and the binary language. So the people at the schools don't understand, they don't see this gap, they don't...
I think in art, and art structures.
Yes, and they think in image. Usually this is a visual culture, so people need to learn processing maybe. So You could say each bigger city, or maybe yeah, each bigger city in would need an art lab for artists, for art and technology experiments. So you can say this is an old idea of the 90s, but this what they say the society is changing, especially this industrial Western society is changing from industrial to knowledge society, and knowledge workers will be the future working people working with information. Then I have the feeling these media labs in any city are very necessary. These are people usually understand this as luxury thing. Oh, this is for the kids that can play with media, etc., and making their handy videos or something, mobile videos. It's Microsoft earlier supported a project in the U.S. which was called Computer Club, and there was especially girls went in because they had not this possibility at schools. So I think it's the same time from the beginning of the 90s, the society should go back and say this digital media thing is important for the society, and we are just on the beginning. Because what happens, they say, oh, this is creative industries, wonderful, new employment comes up with this. Yeah, this is not true. This is a political keyword, this creative industry. But basically it is all the small companies of two people making websites, etc. This is the creative industry. So based on the machine which gives you the ability to be your own producer for multimedia productions. This is also what MySpace and YouTube is saying. Produce yourself, tube yourself, broadcast yourself. In this way, the people learn them by themselves with the media, no question, no doubt, but in an very individual way. And what this idea with any city should have a media lab as a place for communication, because at this place, people would not work individually. They would work in a different way. So people now say, oh, this old idea of 68 and 90s, and leave me alone with this, it costs money. So and they are very happy, oh, it doesn't cost money if you think everything can be done on the computer, everybody has a computer, and etc. It's the society gives away responsibility in fostering cultural technologies, like learning ABC, like learning mathematics, etc. Yeah? It's not seen as a cultural technology or the digital media. It's seen as a consumer product, and it's easy, everybody can do, make your own movie, etc. It's a society steals away responsibility. That's what happened here. The consumer society. Consume yourself.
So. Yeah, I think you anticipate my next of my suggestions. It was, if you see relations between your work process structure and the social system you live in what are they? So maybe if you have something else to add to, maybe.
This was the point, no? This was the point of in which structure we live.
Yeah.
Yeah. That this is different to many others. When you come to ZKM, you will see this exhibition where it is described what Wolfgang said, the consume yourself. Yeah. There you see a lot of such pieces. Because the exhibition is user, the consumer of the century. And of course we are much more in this research environment where it is much more about questioning things, and but Because Wolfgang said that our lab is or was so different or so special. It is special because we are in a research environment for IT. We are not in a research environment with cultural scientists. You know, we are happy when we have some, but we are in a research environment of IT, and this is really very difficult to stay there for years, and I think we have to go out there. We learned a lot. We know so much about, you know, what normal students or professors cannot learn because they are not in this computer science world. You know, and for us it is more important really to connect and to have our Mars Lab very interdisciplinary with people, but around us, and that's why we called it Mars. We are a small planet. Surrounding us is all IT and really hardcore computer scientists. And we have always to fight. Okay. It's not a friendly connection all the time.
So I think I will mix one.
Yeah, but you know, this is why I said when we have the whole thing, we can also add a bit or
yeah,
say this
okay.
is more to this.
I will connect the 7th to the 19th question, because in the 7th I ask about the role of the interactor in the work you develop, and the other is about relations between space and narrative in your work. And I think it's related to the whole of the
interactivity
user.
And the storytelling.
Yeah, that you were talking about the experience
of the
so you can mix
audience. Yeah.
How the question is how these relations between space and narrative and subject take shape in your work and the media artwork in general. That's a general question.
Yeah, this is more like a really one of our elements, yeah, that we have this storytelling part and the interactive part that we always have to know, we have to bring some elements together. There we should have a drawing, no? Also for you. I think we have a drawing like this, oder? Where we say this is one of the...
Which drawing? I wouldn't.
Yeah, we'll
I think it depends on the background. The for example, it has to do with the space and narrativity. In our personal background is before the. Digital collage, for example, Monica worked with collage in the sense of the early 20s, when they constructed images by using the technique of collage, fragments of putting together, which is very common for the digital media. Yeah. For example, and this is a sort of haptic thing, this collage, when you cut out pieces and arrange them together. And in my case, it's architecture, interest and education, so the space per se is an important factor. And then the question, for example, good architecture tells a story. It is said good design can tell a story. So these are all very often hidden stories, and the secret is for very good architecture to implement this story, which means there's a certain idea behind. I know why this thing is in this shape and so, and it is itself as a program really carefully constructed up to any detail. So then you could say this is an architecture which tells a story. You couldn't describe it in words. It's more invisible but spiritual narration. So, and this is what was what I practice, or what is my understanding of architecture, for example. And with the media, it is combined because it's just enriched with the media. It's augmented on the one hand, on the other hand, it's not about building houses to live in. It's with the media, it's more, it's storytelling, it is narration, it is more like theater or also landscapes and parks. At a certain time, the society has developed a certain level so that they would need the park, the landscape park, as a designed area like a stage. And I think at this time, maybe the stage, the theater stage and the landscape park came up for at the same time. So the landscape park, for example, is an out exterior storytelling for the human. Nowadays, the comics or the games are sort of landscapes, modern landscapes, but they create more interior images, because they are, for example, game is very haptic in a way, they react very fast in the correlation of the body with the images, because they have to be very fast in those games, and they live really in these games. And so the games are the modern landscape things, for example. And there's always a connection between this building space and this space has something to tell you, because the forms, the three-dimensional forms in case of architecture are there, in case of arrangement of trees, colors, etc., in the landscape, and the formation of the landscape itself. So to make it short, that with the outside images made with traditional media, in images which work more in the head inside with things like games, electronic images, music, video, all these media images form up your or the people's imaginary landscapes. So.
Mm. Yeah, very good. I think our main thinking is that an object, a space, or the behavior of the people which are interacting, these are all storytelling elements. No, it is not, we want traditionally say this is, we want to tell this story. That's not about. It's all, this can be the maybe the space in one time, one project can be the storytelling element, or the behavior of the people can be the storytelling element, depending on is it more about a participative or a reactive or an interactive work. You know, it's just that we see narrativity and storytelling as very important elements, even if it's a story which comes only in your mind and you are only touched by it, you know, because you see it's not this, it's not meant as a traditional storytelling, but storytelling in very different ways. And this is also a most fascinating point, that you, yeah, that a designer can really make an object which tells a story, and an interactive environment tells a story through the people, through the space, through the all the elements which are involved.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
I know that's already too much time, but a similar question came in my mind along this talk. I know there are some keywords that they were in the 60s and they're coming back
like participation interactive. It was very strong there, but it seems they didn't have the technology we have today. But there were some powerful things there that maybe I think we have missed it now. But and also this issue of going to the public space, looking for a democratic art. I'm thinking these words from Frank Popper's book, Art, Action, Participation, Le Déclin de l'Objet, books like that.
Mm.
And he wrote this kind of thing in the 70s.
Mm.
And I would like to know if you, when you say about the difference, we should look for the difference, find out the difference, because if you think everything is in the past and we should look for the difference now, I would like to know about you, what has changed with the the aims of 60s to the aims now, because media was also, I think, I didn't was there to see, but what I have read and listened about, but media was also not bothering, but provoking artists in that time. So, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I'm always a bit more distant to look at this. Not that I don't look at this. Yeah, Cage is always an example. John Cage is only always an example. Everybody says in the 60s, and John Cage did already participation or participatory work. Or Nam June Paik, or
Fluxus
and Escort, Roy Escort was doing whatever. That's very interesting, but it was really a different time, and it's a bit, always I think it is too close to look at this as the only difference. It's also good to see what has changed. And would people, it's not at all about if they had already this technology at that time, they could already do that. It's not about it. At that time, there was this technology, there were these questions. And the questions in the 60s were really different because the world was still with the Soviet Union and with the United States and with China hidden, and we have now and since 89, and this is maybe because we were in Berlin and we were working on Berlin Cyber City is a work because of this change, and it's also a symbol of this change, yeah, that the technology, this communication technology in the 90s is about a different world. How do we, it's already going, the internet, the globalization are already seen, I mean, even if it started much earlier, but now with this different political situation, it has a totally different meaning. You know, before, maybe you could say, before the people could still be, or still again become romantic, which was very difficult after the Second World War. Yeah, but in the 60s it was about forgetting conservative structures and getting out of this, become, it's more about freedom and, you know, get free, and then the Vietnam War was there and the hippies came, and this was really important thing to say, isn't this world about freedom and in the United States more about this, but in Europe very much from the Nazi time, you know, get another, and out of this came a really hard revolution, revolution is maybe not right to say, but a really hard time with the RAF terrorists here in Germany, and which came also out of this, we want to have a new country in Germany, we don't want to have the Nazi Na, the Nazi parents, or we don't, or we want to know about, and we want to not get rid of it, but we want to make a new world, you know, in a utopian thinking. We are so good young people, and we are much better, which is also crazy. But what I want to say, the political situation was so different, because now it was again open, and when I hear about again the democratic idea, yesterday they were talking about it in the school things, with this making images, yeah. I thought, what is the, there are really problems, not problems, there are really questions today in Iraq, in Israel, in everywhere, yeah, and because of it is open, you know, and because of China and Dubai, Arabic states come up, and you know, this whole change of the world is since the 90s, alongside the speed of development of technology and the speed of globalization, so much changing that I think it is so important to make more statements from the outside. Yeah? And people like IYY, for example, I find quite interesting how he makes it. You know IYY? IYY, a Chinese artist who was, for example, at Kassel Documenta last year, and he brought 1,000 Chinese people.
Yeah. I heard about the work, but
Kassel.
I didn't. Yeah.
Only that, and they were people from the countryside, you know, and also with the idea they should see the world is changing, you know, and how is influencing this to this. You know, what I say is, it is not today is to talk about how could you, in the 60s it was about how probably participation and all this could make something more communicative, more this and this. Now we have all this. You know, it is more about how we get limitations. Of course we get the limitations from, for example, Chinese people get it through censorship, or when the internet is censored, or Iran people get it through censorship. Yeah? But what is the role of technology today? You know, it's not, everybody has his and her YouTube. It is not making anything better. It is not making, you know, it's a lot of stuff, and it's a good possibility to put up things, to show things. It's really nothing against that, but it's much more about not only discussing creative industries, is this good or bad. It's not my question. My question is, what is the technology again rolling over us? Yeah, it is so speeded up. Yeah? In the it's do you know about the Moore's law?
Moore.
It's a computer science law, he said in the 40s, I think, that the speed of the development of the chips will grow and grow and grow, and always 10 times more. Yeah, and this is really the point. It's really the case since the 40s, or since then when IBM developed the first chips, then the development of chips was so high, and the chips become always smaller and always faster. And it's, you know, what is it influencing always? That's what we see when we make this competition of media art education schools. We always discuss in the jury, is there no discussion in the schools about the situation of the world today? You know, that this should also be a bit more in these artworks. For example, there are super interesting artworks in film about the situation in Israel and Palestine, or about the situation in China or Tibet. You see that in films, documentaries. The most interesting today. It's not the Hollywood storytelling,
yeah.
But it is not the and it is time to see what is happening with technology even more than in the 60s, you know, because it has another role today. At that time it was like a dream, oh, communication overall, but today it's the dream came true. That's a difficult dream, yeah. It's great that we have all this, but yeah. On one side you see in the digital Sparks honorary mention work is one which measures the energy of the computer or handy smog. And it's good to talk about this. It's good to talk about the ecology, which what is changing that we make so much smog in the world. You know, everybody was talking about when we have virtual environments, we don't have to fly there. We can have it here and experience the world there, what I found always stupid. Yeah, but now all the computers make more smog than all the airplanes, but nobody knows that yet.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and these kind of things are so important that you have to involve that in. And this was one of the ideas we had with energy passages, but we wanted to not to make it from the. We wanted to measure smog. We thought that that is too close. We wanted to have mental thinkings or what is influencing us, information. So the newspaper, information is coming more and more and more. We read everywhere the same. There is no more good. Then came the bloggers, and you had individual reports from Iran or from Tibet or from China or Chile, wherever. Yeah. Then you heard individual people, and that was a good thing. But now we have so much information that we are so overloaded from this flow. And yeah, I think we have to look more on what is happening, what is it doing, and then show this also. And in this Saru's folk work shows how handies are making smog. I don't know, making noise and movement when the cell phones coming close, they show how much smog there is. You know, this is one of the works which we showed yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think these are important topics. Yeah.
Yeah.
he thinks we have to finish, okay. Otherwise it's too much.
Okay, no.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to think about what is the difference from the 60s to today. Yeah. And it's so different because of the speed of development of the technology, and this is possible also because of the new political situation. Everything is open. Microsoft came to the whole world, or whoever. Yeah, there are always globalized companies. Mm-hmm. And you know, in the end we have to, everything is about money, more much more than years ago.
But
very seldom it is about culture. You know, it's less. It's giving up its possibility to be present if culture or the art market is only also about money. The art market is about money making. No, the painting, which is beautiful paintings, nothing against it, and also good when they pay money for it, wonderful. But it is not the you know, it is not the real first point. Yeah, and that art schools today start to do just processing experiments. It's a bit not enough. If it's not in combined with theoretical or political or questions which are about the situation today, and to compare it with situations earlier, And I think what would be interesting for me to find out a difference, yeah, is to find a situation where was that, when was such a time, where was such a big difference like it is today, like from the Berlin Wall came down and all the communist countries were given up, or the dictatorships were gone, and now with the, again, another point was of course the 9/11, when then United States started the Iran war, which is again something what will go on and influence us. Now the Islamic and the Islamic and the Christian religion fight in a way, or cultural. I only want to say this is more, of course this is in the, but it's really a totally different situation than in the 60s, where we were all in our closed islands and wanted to come over this Iron Wall, you know. I don't know if in Brazil maybe you didn't have this also your parents.
There was
your
a military peer very strong there to happen the same, but not exactly the same.
Yeah.
But there was the impulse for freedom too.
Yeah, to overcome this.
Yeah.
And now it's over, now it's gone, or in part of the world there still, but it's, and now what happens, no? And if you see what happens in Africa, it's so different than in other continents. Yeah, what I think is it was really a very different situation. And what I find interesting is to find out when was such a different situation in the past, not just 20 years ago. And maybe it was with maybe it was really with the Buchdruck, with the printing machine, you know, when everything changed because of, from only language, from talking to book writing and reading. Maybe this was such a main difference. I don't know if this is the real difference.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's so much. Maybe it's...